Nobody wants to get a press release calling them out for their behavior.
That's Tommy Allen, chair of the Community Relations Commission. He says the commission first learned of Flamingo Lounge's pub crawl event on Facebook and decided to respond.
It was very disconcerting to us when we realized that their theme was for people to dress up as cowboys and Indians, and we felt that was incredibly insensitive considering the sovereign tribal nations of our region.
The post went up earlier this week and immediately came under fire from dozens of people who accused the bar of furthering stereotypes and narratives that dehumanize Native people. Allen says the commission used this as a teachable moment for the community during a timely season.
And so as we're looking at Halloween coming up, it's a really good time to have this conversation ahead of Halloween, because it'd be very easy for us to respond to it afterwards. But because this is happening this weekend in our community, we had an opportunity to share why it might be offensive and why it is a good idea to change it.
Flamingo posted several apologies and most recently posted a cancellation of the event altogether. For its part, the commission's press release lists several resources, including the Grand Rapids Public Museum, where people can go to learn more about Native American people in our region. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.